Go ahead and grab your Bibles and turn to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Right about the middle of the Bible, you'll find the largest book in the Bible, the Psalms. There's 150 of them. So turn to 37. Psalm 37. Anybody make any New Year's resolutions this year? Do you realize that it's a new year? It's 2009. Have you guys written a check yet?
Yeah.
You put 2008 on your check, or it's 2009. New Year's resolutions are a funny thing. They're real easy to break. You know that? They're simple. I mean, it's a piece of cake to break New Year's resolutions. I'm not one who says, "Oh, you have to make New Year's resolutions." No, that's not the case at all. With the change of the year, though, it does give us a good opportunity to be able to consider our lives and our hearts, consider where we are and what we do, and look forward and say, the goals that I made 5 years ago, that my 10-year plan goals, now I've got 5 years to take care of them. Right? You guys look forward at all? You ever look forward and make some plans, maybe goals that you have for next year, or goals for 5 years or 10 years or 20 years? At some point, you kind of need to evaluate where you are. If you're 9 years into a 10-year goal, if you 9 years ago said, in 10 years, this is where I would like to be and this is what I'd like to do. If you're 9 years in, it's important to know kind of where you are with that, if you're serious about it being a goal. If it's just something that you say, like this year I'm going to stop doing this bad thing, but our heart really isn't in it, then it really doesn't mean a whole lot. This year I'm going to eat better. This year I'm going to exercise. This year I'm going to do this. This year I'm going to do that. If there isn't any meaning to it, then our heart isn't in it. And realistically, by about January 12th, you've broken that thing that you said you're going to do. But if our hearts are in it, and if it's seriously a goal for our lives, then we're going to be committed to it, and we're going to be serious about it, and we're going to say, okay, in X number of years, this is where I'm going to be, or in X number of months, this is where I'm going to be. And so the changing of the year does give us a good opportunity to be able to kind of evaluate where we are in life in relation to the plans and the goals that God has given to us and that we have set based on His wisdom and direction. So I'm okay with you not making New Year's resolutions. That's not a problem at all. But I hope that you do take opportunities throughout your life to be able to look at where you are and the goals that God has put on your heart and placed on your heart and realistically evaluate, where am I in relation to those things? Where am I in relation to those things? Am I on track for that? And if not, then maybe I need to make some changes to be back on track with those goals and those standards that the Lord has directed me to have in my life. And in my opinion, the New Year's time frame gives us a good opportunity to be able to do that. And so if you haven't in a long time, I would encourage you to do that. To evaluate where are you? Where's your heart with the Lord? We can evaluate all of the other parts of our lives as well. Where am I in my career? Where am I financially? Where am I in my family? You know, where am I in relation to other people? We can evaluate all those things. But this morning, I want us to focus mostly on our relationships with God. Where am I in my relationship with God? Am I where I desire to be? Has the Lord directed me and said, you've got this 10-year plan and you're 5 years into it and you are right where I want you to be? Praise the Lord. If not, what changes can we make now to be able to move forward? If you're in Psalm 37, let's look at verses 5 and 6. Psalm 37, verses 5 and 6. It says, Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Okay, Psalm 37, 4, or 5 rather, commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Now, when looking at this, we could look at this a couple of different ways and say, okay, well, I've got this idea that I want to do. I've got this plan that I want to do. And so I'm just going to do it and say, Lord, bless this plan that I've got. Bless this plan that I've got. I've got this idea, and you bless it, and then everything's going to be fine. It would probably be more advantageous to us when the word says, commit your ways to the Lord, not to come up with a plan and say, boy, I sure hope God likes this plan. Because I think it's a pretty good one. I sure hope that God likes this plan. But rather, in coming up with that plan, come up with God's plan. Instead of coming up with a plan on your own and saying, I sure hope God likes this one, come up with God's plan. Amen? Doesn't that make a lot of sense? Look at verse 4. Let's back up one verse. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. Well, that's nice, because I got some pretty big desires. There's some nice new cars I wouldn't mind having. You know, there are some different things. Our TV's a little bit small for modern day. So I'm glad. I'll delight myself in the Lord, and He's going to give me that desire of that X-inch flat-screen HD TV. Rather, as we delight ourselves in the Lord, as we make Him the focus of our joy, as we make Him the focus of our time, as we commit our hearts to Him and our ways to Him in all things and say, God, I'm Yours. I'm Yours. I want Your way to be my way. As we delight ourselves in the Lord, then He gives us the desires. Then He gives those desires to our heart. And there's a difference between that and giving us our desires. There's a difference between those two things. As we delight in the Lord, then He's going to give us that direction that we need in our lives. He's going to give us that way that we need in our lives. He's going to give us those goals that we have in our lives. And so we don't have to come up with them on our own and say, God, I sure hope You like these because they're the best I could come up with. But rather, God, I know what Your plans are for my life. I know what Your plans are for me, and I commit myself to You. I commit myself to You. These are Your plans, and God, I'm joining You where You are. I'm following You in Your leadership. I'm not coming up with my own things and saying, God, I sure hope You like this one. Please bless it. But rather, God, this is the direction that You have given me, and I trust You in that direction. As we trust Him in that direction, as we trust Him in His leading, then He's going to make those paths straight, then He's going to bless that which we do, because we're doing what He has given us to do. Amen? You guys with me this morning? I've done a little bit of talking already. My voice is already starting to falter a bit. You guys okay? You okay with where we are? You see the difference between coming up with a plan on your own and saying, God, I sure hope You like it, and coming up with God's plan? That those things can be very different. It could be the same thing if you're following God's direction, but those things can be very different. And so seek and look for God's direction. Where does He want you to be this year? What changes does He want you to make in your life? And as you commit your ways to making those changes, as you commit your ways to Him in all things, He's going to bless that. Because you're joining Him where He is working. You're joining Him where He is already moving and directing in your life. Instead of just coming up with something on your own and saying, boy, I sure hope He likes this one, because I don't think it's going to work. Rather, God, You've given direction in this area, and I follow You. I commit myself to You in all these ways and in all these things. Let's look at another psalm. No, let's look at Proverbs chapter 16. First book after Psalms is Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 16, 3, a very similar wording and a very similar understanding here. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do and your plans will succeed. Your plans will succeed. So as we look at our lives now, we look at our year to come and say, God, what is it that you have for me this year? What is it that I need to change in my heart and in my life? What ministry are you calling me to this year? What have you equipped me with? What individuals have you put in my life that I can minister to in this next year? God, what are those things? Because I seek and I long for your direction in this. As we then see those things, and as the Lord opens our eyes to those areas of growth for us, those areas of transformation in our lives, those areas of ministry that we're able to have an impact in other people's lives, as we commit to those things then, and say, God, this is yours, and I'm on board with you fully, and I give myself completely to that. And those plans are going to succeed. Those things are going to succeed, even when they look like maybe they're outlandish. Even when they look like maybe that's ridiculous. That can't happen. You ever get plans like that? The Lord ever put on your heart something, and it's like, this just isn't going to work? You ever have that kind of thing happen? The Lord puts it on your heart and says, okay, here's a ministry. Here's an individual that I want you to deal with. Here's a goal that I want you to have for the future. And you look at it and you say, God, this isn't going to happen. We've pretty near made budgets that way here in the church, haven't we? God, this is what you've led. This is your direction. We don't know how it's going to happen. Our goal and desire is to pay off the mortgage. We don't see it occurring, God. That's beyond what we're able to do, but we commit it to you. Sometimes it could look foolhardily. Look like this isn't anything that can be done. The Lord put somebody on our heart. Says, I want you to minister to that person. And we say, God, you're crazy. Do you not know this guy? Do you not know this person? They're mean and angry and surly, and they don't even talk nice to me. You make them cookies and they say they're allergic to sugar. Like, God, you don't know what you're talking about. Our responsibility isn't to find the answer. It's to say, Lord, what do you desire of me? And I commit that to you. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to work. Therefore, I trust in you for all things. And that person that was angry and rude, and it seemed like they didn't even have a heart, in a short period of time, you see their heart start to soften. Maybe they go through some kind of tragic event in their lives. And a door opens, a door of opportunity opens for you to be able to share the truth of Jesus Christ. At the very least, to be able to share His love with them. And that person that He put on your heart, you said, that's ridiculous because that guy is not ever going to turn to you, God. Their heart softens. And their life changes. So our responsibility isn't to plan out how God's going to do it, but rather to commit our hearts and our lives to Him. And as He gives us direction for the upcoming year, as He gives us direction for our lives, to commit our ways to Him in those things. Say, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, and that's okay with me, because my faith says you are a God who is faithful. And I follow you with all of my steps. And as we commit ourselves to the Lord and commit our plans to Him, not the plans that we came up with out of thin air, not that we came up with by our own hand, but that we came up with from God's direction, as we commit those plans to God, they will succeed. Amen? They will succeed. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10. No, let's not do that. Matthew chapter 10, and there's another place in chapter 16 where Christ encourages our all. I guess I'll say that. Where Jesus encourages us our all. If you're keeping notes, you can write it down. Matthew 10, 37 through 39. And Matthew 16, verses 24 and 25. Jesus Christ calls us to commitment. And he calls us to sacrifice. And he calls us to be willing and follow through with giving him everything that we are. Which means our plans. Which means our thoughts. Which includes everything that we have and everything that we are. That call of commitment to follow Jesus Christ with all of my heart. With all that I am. Let's go instead to Psalm chapter 27. Psalms 27, 4 and 5. We're going to look at three portions of Scripture a little bit quickly here because they all have the same flow of what they are and the same teaching and truth that we find in each one. Psalm 27, 4 and 5. It says, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple." That desire for all the days of my life to dwell in the house of the Lord, for my relation to be whole and complete with Him all the days of my life. Look about a little bit later in Psalms. This time go to Psalms 104. Psalm 104. Psalm 104 and verse 33. It says in Psalm 104, verse 33, "I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live." I'll go over to 146. Psalm 146. In Psalm 146, verse 2, it says, "I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live." Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Those three verses talk about that commitment all the days of my life, as long as I live. That includes right now. That doesn't just mean when you're older. That means right now. All the days of my life I will commit myself to the Lord. All the days of my life I will praise Him. I desire all the days of my life to dwell in His temple. All of my life to be His. That's a commitment that isn't only talking about a time in the future when we're older. That's a commitment that's talking about right now, no matter what age we are. It also means that once we reach a point where we've been a believer for 20 years, we can just kind of coast the rest of the way. It doesn't mean that. When it talks about making that commitment all the days of my life and praising God all the days of my life and that desire to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, it means every day of our lives, that commitment to God. Not one in which we say, well, you know, I became a believer when I was X years old, 13 years old, and now I'm 35. So it's been 22 years I've been a believer. I'm working on year number 23, and I don't even know if that math is right. But some amount of time, over 20 years, I've been a believer. So smooth sailing. I'm in like Flynn. Right? I mean, I'm done. I've reached it. 20 years, I get the gold star, yeah, whatever the 20-year significance is. You know, I got it. And some are able to say 50 years. 50 years I've been a believer. I reached that golden anniversary. Now I can finally rest because I got there. All the days of the life, I commit myself to the Lord. Every day. We don't get to take our teen years off. We don't get to say, I'm in my 20s, and so I'm in a transition in life. So I don't need to commit my ways to the Lord because I'm in this transition. So I'll catch up with Him when I'm 30. Or I'll catch up with Him when I have kids. I don't have the time or the desire right now because, you know, I'm going through these changes. Well, life's just been too hard right now. You know, once things stabilize a bit, then I'll commit my life to the Lord. Well, you know, work has just been too crazy, and it looks like this year's going to be crazy too. So, you know, this year, I just don't have as much time. I don't have as much resources. I don't have as much energy. So this year, I'm just going to kind of lay down. But then in 2010, boy, that New Year's resolution, I'm going to commit myself to the Lord in 2010. We can make excuses every day. Amen? We can make excuses at every point in life and say, now I don't have enough. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough desire to give myself to God. Now's not the time. We can make that excuse every day. We can't make that excuse. It's too easy. It's too easy an excuse to make. And so we have a choice. We have a choice. Am I going to have the same mindset that the psalmists have, that every day of my life I commit to the Lord, to His ways, to His direction, and in that then, as I follow that, I will be blessed. And the work of my hands will be blessed because it's God's work. It comes from Him, from His energy, from His power. It's His. And so I'd encourage you then to take this week and say, God, where are you directing me in my life right now? Where have you directed me in the past and I've said no or did no? Maybe we said, yeah, Lord, that's a good idea. I'll do that. And we didn't follow through. God, where are you directing me right now? I'm in this place at this time. Each one of you are at the place that you are right now for God. You have been up until now and you will continue. And so every place that we are, each individual we're involved with, each place that we work or live or every conversation that we have the ability to follow God, to commit our life in that area to God. And we have the ability to kind of put Him on the back burner and do our own thing. Every year, every month, every week, every day, we have that opportunity. And so let's, as a body, let's commit ourselves to the Lord and say, God, everything is yours. So I'm not going to dream my own dreams for this year. I'm not going to dream my own dreams for this upcoming year, for this upcoming 5 years. I'm going to dream your dreams, God. I'm going to dream your dreams. What do you have for me? And that's going to take some open communication between you and the Lord and some seeking His direction. But as He gives that direction, commit your life to Him. Commit yourself in all areas, in all aspects to Him. Say, God, this is yours. You've given this dream, and you're probably going to be able to say, and I don't know how you're going to accomplish it, but you've given this plan for this year. And my desire is to join you in that. I commit my life, I commit myself to you in that. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In 1 Corinthians 15, it talks about the resurrection of the dead. Melinda read from 1 Thessalonians 4 this morning. 1 Corinthians 15 talks about a lot of those same issues of Jesus Christ returning and that great promise that we have in that return of Jesus Christ. It talks about the resurrection of the dead and the changing of those who are believers in Jesus Christ, even if they are still alive. At the end of chapter 15 in 1 Corinthians, Verse number 58, it says, it starts with the word therefore. And the therefore is always there for a reason. Okay? It typically links a response to the teaching that came before. The teaching that comes before this verse is the awesome promise that we have of wholeness and salvation in the kingdom of God at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the promise that we find in 1 Corinthians 15. It talks about the resurrection of the dead at the Lord's return. So since we have this great promise, since this is what is going to occur when Jesus Christ returns, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Give yourselves fully to Him. Take this afternoon or this week at some point within the span of the next 7 days. You take time purposefully to seek God's direction in your life for this year. God, what is it that you desire of me right now for this upcoming year? What changes do I need to make in my heart and in my life now? What commitments do I need to make or even rekindle in my life that I've made in the past? God, what direction do you have for me, because I commit myself fully to that? Take some time to seek your heart and to seek God's heart. And make sure that yours is in the same place as His. Connect your heart with His desire, with His direction. And commit yourself fully to that. Commit yourself fully to the work of the Lord. Because as we do that, as we commit ourselves to the Lord, that labor is not in vain. That labor is not something that is useless, that does not have an impact, because God is using it. Because God is leading in it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. God, we commit ourselves to You in all things. We seek Your heart and Your direction, God. Show us Your ways. Show us the plans that You have for us. Father, open our eyes and reveal to us Your ways, Your direction, Your leading. Father, give us the boldness, the courage, and the desire to commit our ways fully to Your ways. To commit our ways fully to You. God, we give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.